In 1914, the assassination of Franz Ferdinand, the Archduke of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, sparked the First World War. Nearly 90 years later, a new Franz Ferdinand is rising to prominence. It's the name of a small Scottish art rock band. Their music is winning critical praise and selling records, at least selling records in Britain. Their self-titled debut album has just been released in the United States. Mikael Jolet has this review.
The new band Franz Ferdinand is essentially an argument between the brain and the feet. You see, they make this romantically intelligent music filled with perceptive statements and charming existential questions, and it's hard when listening not to get all wrapped up in the ideas and the angles and the metaphors and the suggestions that they conjure, to ponder why this group of young art school grads decided to name their band after an obscure historical figure. So all this angular music with its odd guitar riffs and intelligent lyrics flirts with your brain. But then out of nowhere, the rhythm changes and the music starts to bounce and your head begins to swim and you can't quite remember what you were thinking about. So your feet just kind of shrug and say, "Oh, forget it, smarty pants. Let's just dance." It's no surprise that they're so big in the UK. I mean, they're just so British. Something about their well-tailored clothes, their winking self-effacement, the fact that as visceral or as passionate as their music gets, there's always a certain detachment lingering at the edges. This detachment is at least partially responsible for their success back home. After all, it's the defining characteristic of British pop culture, connecting everyone from Morrissey to Hugh Grant. It's just that with Franz Ferdinand playing, Morrissey and Hugh Grant are gliding across the dance floor of some uber-hip sweaty club at 3 a.m., drunk on warm brandy and peach schnapps, lost in the music and embrace and its mad theatrical romance. Franz Ferdinand's eponymous debut album has just arrived on the shores of the New World, and it remains to be seen whether their formula will play well in the States. 4 decades of the American love affair with English music suggest it just might. Also, it arrives at a time when their fundamental British quirkiness seems a perfect antidote to the current American obsession with retro garage rock. Because unlike all those dirty lads from New York whose loud guitars and fashion sense appeals mainly to a longing for the past, Franz Ferdinand has hit upon something very much in the present, which appeals to the heart, the head, and yes, the feet.
The music is from the self-titled CD by Franz Ferdinand. Our reviewer, Mikael Jolet, is the managing editor for the music magazine, Filter.